Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about being sensitive toward others. We've been talking a lot about relations, about our relationships with other people. And today we'd like to specifically focus on how to be sensitive to others. What does it mean to be sensitive to others? And what can that give us in life? Tal, please. Yeah, we know that being sensitive towards others is something that some people have. They're really sensitive. They can identify with other people, sympathize with them. And there are some people that simply can't and don't. So, first of all, we'd like to scrutinize, what is this mechanism of being sensitive to others? Being sensitive to others doesn't mean anything. Maybe I'm sensitive to good, pretty things. Maybe I'm sensitive to bad things. Maybe being sensitive toward others is in order for me not to be hurt or harmed. Maybe I'm sensitive to others in order to harm them. Meaning sensitivity itself doesn't mean anything. It says about a certain level. Level of what? That in this, I feel different discernments in others, but how do I use these discernments? This is the question. And so sensitivity could be for better or for worse. Maybe I can't even stand the sound of another person. And then, is the sensitivity for the better? Of course not. Maybe I'm actually indifferent, as if I have this elephant skin. But it helps me not to be influenced by some kind of a bad society. So, in which direction does it work? In order to connect people and bring them to a better state, or vice versa? Therefore, we can't say that extra sensitivity is good, or is for the better. Yeah, many times we see that sensitive people suffer. Yeah, how does a person reach a state where he kills someone else? How? He has this kind of sensitivity towards someone else that he can't stand them. He's willing to get whatever kind of punishment. The main thing is that he has to solve this problem with sensitivity. Why are there people that are more sensitive to others? Suppose Tal's more sensitive and I'm less. Why is it built this way? Why is it made this way? That's how it is by nature. Maybe a part of it we can correct through education, but mostly this is how people are by nature. That's how it is. Also, different nations, different groups are more or less sensitive. If you're redhead, or black, or white, or red, it doesn't matter. We see, we know. And it's also very important who your parents are, your education, what kind of education did you get, how were you brought up, where were you brought up, in a village, in a city. There are many parameters. What kind of sense is this, being sensitive to others? It's a person's ego that, first of all, am I being heard or not? A person, first and foremost, examines himself, whether I'm correctly protecting myself, preserving myself. This is human nature. This, first and foremost, what a person thinks about. So if a person is more what? He becomes more sensitive. If he is more sensitive toward himself, then he's also more sensitive to others? Not at all. You don't have the power to think about others if I think a lot about myself. Sure. What helps a person feel what others feel? And if I don't feel what others feel, what am I lacking? You want to enjoy. Man is the will to enjoy, the desire to receive pleasure. So I'm always looking for ways of how to enjoy, to position myself in a state, in a situation where I benefit off others. Either I diminish someone else, even suppress another person, or I enlarge them, elevate them. And in this relation toward them, I have to feel pleasure, either pleasure from diminishing them, putting them down, or elevating them. The closer someone is to me, the more I enjoy elevating them. Listen how she speaks about her children. Simple example, and vice versa. If I talk about those that hate me or something, then I enjoy condemning them. It's a matter of relation, and it's only about the will to receive pleasure of that feeling person. Yeah, but some people feel others, and some don't feel them as much. No, this is the extent of sensitivity. The extent of sensitivity within certain boundaries, you can develop it more or less through persuasion, where I convince a person that it's better for him to pay less attention to this, and I tell him different facts and stories and this and that, or vice versa, that you should pay attention to these things, that they can harm him, and it's better for you that these things will not happen, and so on. But I always work on a person's desire to receive pleasure. So if a person is convinced that something is beneficial for him, then he can be more sensitive, feel others better. Of course, if I tell someone, watch out, these people can harm you, then from that moment on, he starts keeping an eye out for them. What do we feel sensitivity towards others for? In order for us to change, so much so that all of us will unite, come together. Can you explain? The purpose of creation is for us to reach a state where all of us will be interconnected in a circle, in an integral way, as one man and one heart. And in order to reach that, we have to rise above our own nature, in which no one wants to connect to others. No one wants to take anyone else into consideration. Everyone's only inside themselves, taking care only of themselves, not others, incapable of seeing others. And this is how people live. Whereas the wisdom of Kabbalah, it explains the very opposite, that we have to reach love another as thyself. And then I have to really copy my attitude onto others. What do you mean? It means that on all degrees and in all forms of sensitivity that I have toward myself, this is how I have to relate to everyone else. Can you give me an example? It says, as yourself. This is exactly how it is. I want to feel warm, so he'll feel warm. I want to feel cooler. He should feel cooler. I want to have food. He should have food. This is what it means, like yourself, that there's no difference between you and others. You said that all the different manners of sensitivity that I have toward myself, I have to copy onto others. Right. What kind of sensitivity is it? Positive and negative, meaning that what I want for myself, I want to do onto others. This means that I'm sensitive. It means that I want to pass on to others the same definitions, the same attitude, the same sensitivity that I have toward myself. I don't exactly understand. I have to be sensitive toward myself and others equally. I'm sensitive toward myself in what way? Ask yourself how much you care and watch out for yourself. This is what it means to be sensitive? Yeah. And what does it mean to copy it onto others? For this, you have to know what's good and what's bad for others. Not the way you understand it, but the way the other understands it. You have to clothe in the other and keep what's good for them. And then I'll help them keep themselves as if you're in their body. I have to develop sensitivity to others as if I were inside that person. Yeah. Can you explain some more? What does this mean? I can't explain. I can't tell about it. Again, it's a matter of sensitivity. This means being sensitive to others. Previously, you said that it's a sense that sits on our ego. So what changes in it that allows me to do this? What changes is your perception. Just like I feel that I want to eat and drink and sleep, cover myself with a blanket when I'm cold, or cool myself down when I'm hot. This is how I have to relate to others, to really clothe as if in their body, and this way to feel what they lack. So this is something I wanted to ask. When a person is sensitive to someone else, does he really feel the other, or he simply interprets the things that he thinks that the other feels? There are different degrees here. I can't go any deeper in here because we lack the feeling of others, and therefore to talk about these things, it's just philosophy, maybe a bit psychology, but there's nothing real about it, tangible. Okay, suppose you clothe in the body of another and you keep them the way you keep yourself. What will that give you? I mean, up till now, I felt myself this way. Now you're saying that development means to develop this kind of sensitivity toward others. What will it give me? What will it give you? Well, suppose I'm a person, I'm a ruler. You understand what will it give to my people? If you develop sensitivity toward your people, yeah, you'll serve them better. Suppose I have a family, and I feel everyone in the family the same way I feel myself. Is it clear what will it give the family? Absolutely. I live in a 20-story building. There are 100 families living in the building. Obviously that if we'll feel each other this way, we'll build a better atmosphere in our building, we'll better take care of it. Here it's less clear, because why should I develop my sensitivity toward another 100 families? What do I need that for? Okay. Because when you gave me the example with the ruler and his people, this I understand. Head of the family and his family, this I understand. But now you're talking about strangers. Strangers, they beat up your child, they litter the stairway like you won't believe. So you don't even want to acknowledge it. You don't understand what will you benefit if you'll start feeling them the way you feel yourself. So this is exactly my question. How will I benefit? Your quality of life will benefit. I'll speak your language. Quality of life. Life is that we're interdependent in different situations. I think that we can see it most clearly on our children, because eventually the environment shapes my child. So the lack in not being sensitive toward others is that we were also brought up this way without being sensitive toward others. What are we losing as a result? We're not making the world a better place. And how being sensitive to others will help me make the world a better place, even if I feel others, I don't exactly know how to benefit them. Learn from it. How does a person learn? By getting a good or bad response from his environment and sensitivity. If he's sensitive, then that's that. He starts learning from it. What do we actually have to learn? What do we have to give each other? We have to learn about nature. Nature is pushing us toward connection, whether we like it or not. 1,000 years ago, people didn't leave their village. They lived in one place, died there, everything was fine. Later on, people started moving around in carriages. 200 years ago, they started moving around in trains and so on. Today it's in planes. People are becoming very intermingled. also in terms of international trade and everything, meaning our interdependence really grew a lot. We're interdependent. If we're interdependent and we don't feel each other, this brings us to frictions, disputes, and war. We have to be more sensitive. By this, we can promise our tomorrow. I can share that, for example, my child is now in kindergarten. Previously, I wished everyone well, but the fact that now these children are with my son makes me much more sensitive toward them and their parents and truly increases my desire for their well-being, this feeling of interdependence, of course. So how can we use this feeling of interdependence in order to improve life? Because you're really concerned now with your son, and you don't care about the rest of the world, they can all burn. The main thing is that my child will be well. And it's natural. It's not to praise or condemn. This is how nature is. So we can use this inclination in order to improve you. Okay, what do I have to improve? For you to be more sensitive to others. You're saying, I'm sensitive anyway. It's not enough. You have to be sensitive to the good changes in society that will then influence your son, and then you'll be well. Your ego, this is how it works. So we have to convince you. How can you improve yourself and the environment in order for your son to feel good, for him to be well? Yeah. So we already have the ability to influence you, to reach such states where you'll have to use the method of correction of man and the environment. Meaning what? That it's worthwhile using. This is what you asked. So, what does it mean? I'm willing to listen now because I understand that I'm dependent on others. Yeah, the only thing that you're missing is the method of how do I change the environment for my son to feel good? How do I change it? What is the environment? The children, their parents, what do they have at home? Suddenly I start thinking, it's not enough that they don't beat each other up at kindergarten. But it's important, what families do they come from? Are these not broken families where the father beats up the mother and the mother curses the father and their child fights and curses in kindergarten and so on and so forth? Meaning, through your little child, you become connected with the rest of society. And you want to change the country as if, right? So it's not only the child. Later he goes to school, to the army. He participates in everything. He gets married. Where will he be? What clubs will he hang out in? Everything. Meaning my sensitivity toward others really grew. Of course, because you feel that your life continues in your children. So now she has to learn how to be more sensitive to others? Yeah, I have no choice. She can sit at home without going out. She doesn't care about anything, as if to limit. On one of our previous shows, we talked about stagnation. So she can as if diminish the influence of the environment to something that she's already used to how she was taught. But regarding the children, she's very sensitive. Where are they going to school? What's going on there? What's going on in the university? In the evening, they're hanging out someplace. So we have no choice. We have to become more sensitive. It's necessary to change society. She's already sensitive. You only have to teach her that for the well-being of her children, it's necessary to change society. And you change society by correctly using a person's sensitivity toward, for example, his children, what he cares about. This society that has to change, the value that has to grow in it, is becoming more sensitive to others, for everyone to be more sensitive to others. Yeah. Now, practically wise, according to this worldview, what should be the basic attitude of a person who is in contact with another person? There's a problem here. Nothing will help unless we make this a national plan. I can't simply change a person. We have to understand that this has to be changed from above. Okay, in the city where I live, the city of Petah Tikva, in the past 3 months, they changed all the crosswalks and they made like these three thick stripes before every crosswalk that warn you, that say, wait a moment, make eye contact with the driver, and so on and so forth. Several stages to increase our safety. Meaning, they took a desire to make a change on the national level, and they broke it down into actions. So, you're saying that we have to create, to make a national plan for increasing our sensitivity toward each other. So, my question is, what should be a person's basic attitude toward another person when they meet? It's already too late. He's already in contact with another person. You can't educate a person on the spot. You can't change him or teach him something on the spot if he's already in contact. You have to start doing it from young age and to all the time educate and teach. Teach what? How to correctly be sensitive to others. Correctly meaning what? That I'll know that I'm dependent on them and they're dependent on me. That we're in the same boat. And that we're really interdependent. And the parents, they have to see all children this way. Meaning, it won't help me if, besides my child's kindergarten, I don't care for other children, because later they meet in school, in the army, they're integrated in society as a whole. So the most important part is developing mutual dependence, that we're all in the same boat. Right. And as a result of this interdependence, what should be my attitude toward others? To be as a parent. Like a parent, we can't simply tell children to get along. No, in general, I'm talking about a person that's living in a more corrected society than the one we have now. He has to develop this feeling that we're all interdependent and that we're in one boat. This is the basic thing. Yeah. Now, next step. Suppose we're trying to internalize this, but practically wise, what does it mean? It's possible that I'll meet someone that'll say something that I can't even stand hearing. What kind of new attitude should this feeling of interdependence shape in me when I see someone that I can't stand, for example? That you and they are in one system, in the same system, that it's an eternal system, that it doesn't matter whether a person's alive or dead, it's simply an eternal system that you have to correct to love another as thyself. Please explain, because otherwise you won't succeed. You'll start killing everyone. These are bad. I'll kill them, I'll bomb them, I'll throw them to the ocean, and so on. You, through education, have to get a feeling that you depend on them and that this interdependence is eternal and whole, complete. And it won't help you pushing someone away. You have to change them for the better, to increase their mutual sensitivity, for them to correctly relate to each other. For everyone to feel the others as a part of himself. Many times the question about being sensitive to others comes when I don't feel what others feel. I even disregard it. Someone else's suffering seems as something minor. So this is something that we have to learn. So much so that we'll be able to understand the other. To understand the way others see reality and to see reality through them. How should a judge feel a person in court? How should a lawyer feel? And how should each of us feel as a judge? It's interesting that you're mentioning a judge because usually we're very judgmental. This okay, this isn't, I agree, I disagree. But who agrees? I do. I'm a source for frictions and disputes. So how do we change this instinctive response? Education, constant exercises, public opinion, the influence of the environment. What should be my correct response? Suppose my child, there's something that bugs him, and I think that it's nonsense. What should be my correct response to his distress? If I really don't think it's that important to respond the way he does, how do I respond sensitively and not judgmentally? It's forbidden for you to respond. You have to connect to your child and gradually, over a lengthy period of time, to take him through different states from which he learns how to be sensitive to others. Being sensitive to others means to look at the world through the senses of another. But it doesn't matter how many times we tell someone else you have to be sensitive, they have to go through different states. Yeah, I think we've exhausted all of these philosophies. A person has to go through a process of, again please, nature teaches us that we have, in short, to dress, clothe in the other. This is how it is. This is the only way that we will be able to reach a correct state. Dr. Lightman, our time's almost up. One little short tip. How to start looking at the world through the senses of others. Through love? Through love, you'll want to see the world. Through them? Again, please. By loving another, by wanting to connect with someone else, so much so that what they like, I like, what they hate, I hate. This is how I want to clothe in everyone. And I myself, I don't exist, but only in order to see the world through them, because I myself is my ego, and I want to rise above my ego to dress in them. If I dress in them, I want to see the world the way they do, then I'm not in their ego, but I'm in my desire to bestow. And what does a person feel then? Then I feel the world the way it truly is. I do. Not they, and not myself first. But by dressing, I, as an egoist, when I dress in another and I want to see the world as he does, by this I come out of my ego and see the world the way it really is. And this is called the upper world. And now I don't see the world the way it really is? No. Now you see things by way of anyone who judges others does it because of his own flaws. And if I do develop sensitivity to others, so what does it mean that you've developed sensitivity toward them? That you can clothe in them, to see the world through them, the way they see it. And then you neutralize your entire attitude toward the world and everything else, and you only dress in the other. You as if quench all of your senses, your vessels, your tools. You no longer use them in order to perceive, and you perceive only what you can perceive through the other. And this kind of perception does allow me to see the real world. Yes, the upper real world. Therefore, there's the rule of love another as thyself. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.